Life by Divine with Sue DeMay fosters deep healing and profound awakenings as she guides you to hear, answer, and trust the highest calling of your heart. Your host and sacred guide is global impact visionary leader Sue DeMay, a best-selling author, international speaker, and gifted intuitive healer who challenges all of us to shift from life by default or even life by design to truly living life by divine. And now, here is Sue DeMay.
Welcome to the show. It's an honor to be here with you. And today I'm celebrating 100 live episodes on Contact Talk Radio. And this will actually be my last live show with you for this show, Life by Divine. It's been an interesting journey and it's been a powerful experience over the last couple years. And recording and showing up live and doing the show in the way that I have, it's been really an honor to be a channel for the messages and to grace your life and your heart and your spirit with the messages that are coming through from the divine. And I'm feeling a real redirection. I've talked about this in the last couple episodes that our soul's assignments are changing and we need to navigate and respond to life's nudges and our heart's guidance. And this is really what I've been doing, and this is how I live my life. So everything I've been teaching you and sharing and all the lessons and the tools that I'm sharing with you, I've used and I'm using in my life to help me navigate this beautiful life classroom. And my intention for you is to have you come back to these episodes and use them again and again in whatever way you need to, whatever way you're guided. And just know that there is so much information and so much wisdom in these episodes. So you can go back. There's 100. It's like there's a whole curriculum there for you. You can start at number one and go through them, or you can just follow your guidance and land on whatever episode you're meant to. And the journey doesn't have to end here. And I'm going to share a little bit more about how we can continue our journey together. But for now, I want to jump into today's topic. And what I've been guided to share is around inner peace. Is it possible to sustain inner peace even in the face of outer chaos? Is it possible to be at peace no matter what's happening in the world around us or within our own lives? And my answer to that is like heart yes. Absolutely it is. And I'm speaking from my own experience. I'm speaking from experiences of others that I've witnessed as well. When we learn to discover our own path of sustainable inner peace, we will find ourselves on an unshakable foundation of peace. Now, this is a practice, so it's not an instant snap your fingers, it's done. It's a practice, it's a process. There's ups and downs, there's ins and outs, there's experiences where it's easier, and there's times and challenges where it's harder. And it feels almost impossible at times. But when you hold an intention to discover that path, and nurture that path and embody that path of sustainable inner peace, your experience of fear will change in the world. Your experience of challenges will shift in your mind. And you will have a different experience of life altogether. So as I speak today and I share different tools that I've used, different insights that will come in, I want you to be open to the idea that inner peace, sustainable inner peace, is possible for you. And I don't know where you stand on the scale of how possible it is. Some people might be like believing that it's completely impossible. Others might be believing that it is possible. Others might even be already living that way. So wherever you are on that scale of inner peace, I encourage you to open your mind wide, become deeply curious, drop into that state of wonderment, and just ask yourself, I wonder what insight I will receive from the episode today. I wonder what I'm meant to learn today. And in that space of curiosity and wonderment, you will receive exactly what you need. I always tell my clients, I won't tell you what you want to hear, but I promise I will tell you what you need to hear. And sometimes what we need to hear in order to foster inner peace is not always what we want to hear. Sometimes what we need to hear is hard to hear. And there's part of us, maybe the ego comes in and we just resist it and we don't want to hear it. For example, the idea of letting go of this radio show, the live show in particular, and shifting gears and having a redirect. Sometimes when we're attached to certain things, it's hard to let go. I used to have a lot of attachments. I used to hold on to things longer than I needed to. That included relationships and jobs and different things over the years. And what I've recognized is that in the letting go, in releasing what is no longer serving, in letting go of what is no longer guided to embrace or hold on to, in changing gears or shifting paths, I realize that there's a lot of miracles that occur in letting go. And instead of feeling such a sense of loss, I feel a sense of excitement or anticipation. Now, it's not to say that I bypass those feelings of loss, because in every letting go, there is a sense of loss. That's a part of our human experience. How deeply we experience that loss is determined by our mind. It's determined by our history, our past, the circumstances. So it's different for everybody and it's different in each circumstance. Obviously, if we're letting go of someone we love, that can be more challenging than letting go of an object or a home. It depends on the meaning we place on that individual or on that relationship or on that object. When we identify what the meaning is that we placed on that thing that we're meant to let go of, then we can actually find more peace in letting go. So it doesn't feel like such a loss. So there's a lot to unpack here. There's a lot to explore. There's a lot of different layers when it comes to inner peace. And whatever message comes through today, I just want you to be wide open to receive the pieces that you're meant to receive today in order for you to discover your own unique path to sustainable inner peace. When I'm faced with a challenge, when I'm feeling resistance on my path, or when I'm faced with a challenge in my life, whether that challenge is small or whether that challenge is big, I approach it pretty much the same way. I approach it with spirit as my guide. I ask the divine spirit to guide me and direct me in every moment. So when I'm faced with a challenge, if I forget and if I'm really struggling, I will stop and I will forgive it all over to spirit and ask to be guided. So start right away with that deep surrender and that willingness to forgive. Forgiving it over is opening our mind to another perspective. It's opening our lives to another experience. It's opening our heart to another way of feeling or seeing or experiencing a situation. So forgiveness and surrender are essential parts of this process. Remaining curious and open in that space of wonderment is helpful because it keeps the mind open to another perspective. It keeps the mind open to go through the experience in a different way. It keeps the mind open and unattached to the story that the ego is telling you or the story that we have created around what is happening. So being curious in that space of wonderment, surrender, forgiveness, all these things will support you in processing what's happening on the outside so that you can hold and sustain that experience of deep inner peace. I remember I was at a workshop and my sister was there with me, and it was a unique experience because my sister and I haven't really lived in the same area for a long time. But she happened to be in town staying with me, and we went down to a workshop in downtown Vancouver. And I was asked to come up to the mic, and they were asking each individual, what do you really want? What do you really, really want? And there was a lot of things in my humanness I could have said. There was a lot of things I could have thought I wanted at the time. But really, the first answer that popped up was, I want inner peace. Because as much as I looked like I was peaceful on the outside at the time, my inner environment was chaotic. My mind was busy. My emotions were raw and on fire a lot of times, just all over the place, firing on all cylinders. And I felt like this crazy inner environment was so chaotic. I was so far from feeling peace. Yet on the outside, I was practicing meditation. I was doing yoga. I was doing all of these things on the outside to help me foster inner peace. And in that moment, I felt a real deep grief for that disconnect from that inner peace and that strong desire for it. And looking back at that moment, I don't think I ever really felt inner peace in my entire life. So in that moment, it felt very meaningful and essential that I discovered it. So from that experience, from that guidance that came through, I basically embarked on my path to discover inner and outer peace. I wanted my outer appearance to match the inner appearance. I wanted the practice of meditation to come inside and really feel that peace and embody that peace and sustain that peace. Now, there's a difference between chasing peace and fostering or nurturing or learning to embody peace. Chasing peace is something the ego will happily have you do. It will dangle a carrot in front of you and it'll be attached to you. So every time you take a step, that carrot will take a step further away from you. So it's always going to be 2 or 3 feet ahead, just out of your reach. And you're always going to be chasing something which you cannot catch. When I talk about discovering inner peace, I'm talking about letting go of that which we look for on the outside. And we turn inward and go, okay, what is it that's blocking me from experiencing inner peace? Because inner peace is not on the outside. It's not that whole when-then syndrome that the ego loves to play. When I have more money, then I'll be at peace. When I find that loving relationship, then I'll be at peace. When I find my ideal career, then I'll be at peace. When I'm living my purpose, then I'll feel at peace. No. The question is really, how do I feel at peace here and now? Regardless of what's going on the outside, even in chaos, even in challenges, even in loss and grief, how do I return to peace? Because inner peace is not something that we find on the outside. It's actually something that's within each of us. The potential for inner peace is already there. And the only reason we're disconnected from it in any moment is because we've disconnected, or we have a block that's in the way, or we buried it. Maybe you don't feel deserving of inner peace. Maybe you have a real crazy ego dictionary definition of what inner peace means, which keeps you reaching and searching on the outside. So these are all powerful questions. What is inner peace? What does that look like? What does that feel like? What would that be like to be living with sustainable inner peace? Now, these are all questions that you can answer at the level of the mind, and your ego will jump in and give you some answers. But these questions I want you to really ask deep down in that space of your heart, that place of inner knowing that goes beyond logic and reason in the mind, that place of inner knowing that can guide you and direct you to your unique path. And discover your unique recipe to inner peace. So I want to share some of the questions I've asked myself that really helped me over the years, especially in times of challenge. As I know, it's easier to hold that space of peace when we're actually feeling peaceful, when our life around us is peaceful, when everything's working out, when everything's tickety-boo and everything seems to be flowing. And ease, with ease and grace, it's much easier to be at peace. But my question is, how do we sustain peace even in the chaos, in face of life's challenges? I know I've had some loss when my grandfather passed away, and when we had to put, you know, our animals down, we had to say goodbye to them. I used to feel such deep grief. And it always came with chaos. And as a child, I always felt like a victim of my circumstances. Like everything was out of my control. And I was always trying to grasp and hold onto control. Or find a way to control my feelings, my life, my experiences. And I realized that I can't control that which is uncontrollable. And I get to choose between trust or control. Because the two don't hang out together. It's one or the other. So I learned to trust. And I learned to nurture that experience of deep trust. And as I began to walk with deep trust, I also began to walk with blind faith. And those two things brought me a sense of peace. Knowing that there's a greater purpose to life, there's a greater purpose, there's something bigger playing out than I always have within my own human perspective. There's another way to see all of that which is happening in the world. There's more than one perspective around everything. So here's some of the questions that I've asked myself over the years. And I'm hoping that you will start to ask yourself these questions. When you're facing something, when you're facing a decision, perhaps you're facing a decision to go right or to go left, to stay at a job or to leave a job, to start a business adventure or not. The question you can ask is, does this bring me peace? Does the idea of this choice bring me peace? And sometimes the answer to that will be no. Then the question is, am I resisting peace or am I resisting anything? Because it's not always the idea or the situation that won't bring you peace. It's the fear of taking that step. It's the fear of actually following your heart. So when you follow your heart, does it ultimately bring you peace? Absolutely. Is the path to that peace always peaceful? Nope. Sometimes there's some resistance. Sometimes we need to have those sweaty palm conversations. Sometimes we need to take the leap with blind faith and deep trust. But what brings me peace is knowing that when I follow my heart, no matter what, it's serving everyone, everywhere, all together, all at once. The guidance that comes through my heart is from the same divine spirit that's guiding everyone, all of us. It's the divine that we're all one with. Therefore, it's leading and guiding each one of us. So when the guidance comes through my heart, it's serving everybody, including me. And that brings me peace. So even in the moment of a question or a decision, I can ask, does this bring me peace? And if I follow my heart, I know ultimately it will. Another question you can ask is, will this lead me to return to peace? Will this path lead me back to peace? Because sometimes we can get derailed. Sometimes we can get lost and pulled out of alignment. We can be pulled on a detour with the ego. So changing direction, changing course, going within and making a choice again with the heart. Or when faced a decision, will this bring me, will this return my sense of peace? And a lot of times when I've done something that I know was ego and I can't quite let it go and it's niggling, I will own it. I'll go back to that person and say, you know what? When I said this, that was totally my ego. It was totally from a place of fear. And I will own it. I'll apologize. And that brings me peace. The other question you can ask is, how can I find peace in this moment? And you're not asking this question of the ego. None of these questions you want to ask of the ego. Ask these questions of your divine spirit. Ask your heart. How can I find peace in this moment? And that's a really good question to ask in the face of a challenge. And I'll even bring it further and I'll ask Spirit, show me another perspective. Show me another perspective because the one I'm holding is interfering with my peace and I want to be at peace. Show me another way to see this situation. Show me another way to look at this challenge. And my decision, my choice for peace becomes stronger than anything else. And here's what I know about peace. Here's what I've learned about peace over the years in my humanness. Peace is the one sustainable way of being. We'll have joy, we'll have happiness, but it can come and go in our human experience. It can rise and fall. We can have a number of different experiences and emotions on this human path, in this human classroom. But the one sustainable emotional way of being is peace. Because you can be at peace and be happy. You can be at peace and have joy. You can be sad and be at peace with sad. You can make peace with feeling grief. You can make peace with loss. I have learned to process loss differently. So I can move through the layers of grief, honoring the roller coaster of it, honoring my human emotions around it, and still be at peace. Because I've learned to allow the emotions without judging them, to process them and see them as energy moving and some of it needing expression and some of it needing a voice and some of it needing tears and some of it needing shaking or an experience in the physical body. Peace is something you learn to foster. And it's easier and easier the more you learn how to remove the blocks to peace. The same way we remove the blocks to love, we remove the blocks to abundance, to joy, to prosperity, to happiness. And we don't go chasing any of those things, including peace. We are just open to a foundation of peace. Even when it's hard. That's what I know is possible. I know it's possible because I live that, I breathe that, I experience that. And I'm not saying I'm 100% in a place of peace, but I'm pretty close to 90 now. Going from zero in that moment at the workshop, standing in front of everybody, speaking into the mic, sharing that my deepest desire is to have inner peace. In that moment, I felt zero connection to my inner peace. And to go from zero to 90, and most times it's probably closer to 99, it just goes to show the level of work and commitment I have to bringing peace as a foundation in my life. And I've learned to walk with deep trust and blind faith. And you can learn that too. It's a process of remembering that our essence is love and it's founded in peace. Our foundation is peace. Our foundation is not founded in war and violence and hatred. It's in love and peace, unity, connection, compassion, kindness, empathy. That's who we are, all of us. Yes, even those that are lost in ego. Yes, even those that are lost in fear and violence and rage. All of that is simply a call for love. And we can meet their call for love with love. It may look like fierce love. It may feel like a warrior for love. It may look like us standing up and saying, no, not anymore. Not in my house. This is not okay. Unacceptable. But we're not standing against fear. We're not standing against war. We're standing for love. We're standing for peace. And we will be love in action, no matter what that looks like. That's the invitation right now. That's what the world needs. The question is, will you answer that call for love? Will you answer the call for love within yourself? Yes or no? Begin there. Then the question becomes, will you answer the call for love for those that are around you? Yes or no? Practice. Then the question becomes, will you answer the call for love globally, collectively, for all of humanity and all living things and all living beings, Mother Earth and all that she holds? Yes or no? Answer yes. If you can, answer yes. And if a choice for peace is answering no, that's okay. No judgment. It's okay. Sometimes when we are guided to move towards something and it scares us way too much, a choice for peace might be in that moment to say no. That's okay. It's not right. It's not wrong. It just is. There's no right or wrong here. Every path has purpose. And the Divine Spirit will renegotiate your path based on your human choices. We have the right to exercise our human will. And the Divine Spirit, your Divine Self, will meet you in your humanness and encourage you and guide you and direct you and honor you and love you no matter what you choose. I am here at this time through these episodes to remind you of your divinity. But in order to do that, I need to meet you in your humanness so that you can remember the truth of who you are. And if you're willing to come along for the ride, say yes. Yes, I'm willing. I'm willing to see what I need to see. I'm willing to feel what I need to feel. I'm willing to experience what I'm meant to experience. I'm willing to heal what I'm meant to heal, so that I can align with the truth of who I am. That begins with willingness and a choice for peace. Because coming back home to self, reuniting with the truth of who you are, is the greatest feeling. And it's the words coming home don't even capture it. So the more and more we can remember that we are not all separate, that we are all connected in one way or another. On that divine level, we are all connected. That will bring us peace. In the meantime, work on that level of the individual. Work on the level within your own mind, within your own heart, within your own body. Begin there. It's a beautiful place to begin. Because as you heal within yourself, you are contributing to the healing of the whole of humanity, and beyond. So a choice for peace, right here, right now. Just start with a yes, I'm willing to begin to foster, to nurture, to learn to embody, to remember that inner peace is natural for me. So where do we go from here? We always begin in this moment. And we always focus on the step that's in front of us. So the step that's in front of me in this moment is completing with Life by Divine, celebrating 100 episodes, and knowing that there's this beautiful legacy of divine messages and insights, powerful tools to support whoever feels guided to come to these episodes. Because they're evergreen, they'll be up on the different podcast platforms, available to anybody for replay and downloads. And my next adventure, the one that's really calling to my heart, and it actually brings me really profound peace and excitement to share with others, it's called The Healing Experiment. And it's a new podcast, and you can find out more information at heartledliving.com, heartledliving.com. And under podcast, you'll find The Healing Experiment. And this podcast will be an experience of healing every week. So we're not just talking about healing and talking about different healing modalities. I'm going to have different guest speakers and healers and health practitioners sharing about their healing modality, but then giving you a felt experience. So it will be a healing circle every single episode. You will have an experience of healing every single episode. and I will be working energetically. The whole podcast and the intention behind the podcast is all infused with healing potential. It's vibrationally attuned to align with your divine essence, the unified field, the quantum field, God consciousness, whatever you want to call it. It's vibrationally attuned to that. These episodes are as well, but this particular new The Healing Experiment podcast has an intention to actually walk you through an experience. And our intention is to wake up humanity one heart at a time, changing minds, opening hearts, expanding consciousness, raising our vibrational frequency to align with the truth of who we all are, which is love, and giving you an experience of living oneness so that you can take that experience and bring it into your life, and like a ripple effect will impact millions and millions. So I hope you will feel inspired. I'm calling you to answer the invitation, if you feel a heart yes, to come and join us at heartledliving.com/thehealingexperiment. And I would love to continue our journey together. In the meantime, remember that there's all these episodes for you to go back on and listen to, download and keep, use over and over again. You might find one episode really resonant for a long time and then it needs to drop away. You're done with it. It's complete. And you might find another one comes in. Trust your intuition. Trust your guidance. Other ways to work with me, if you're feeling it, I've opened up my inner circle. So I have an inner circle healing experience. I work with a very small number of individuals. We do live calls twice a week. And then I support people in between on a private group. It's not a Facebook group. It's a private online group. There's 3 or 4 spots open for that. Can find more information on my website. And then the Intuition Academy, a 10-month self-study, or you can do a mentoring and certification program with me. There's 2 options there. And of course, the Abundance Breakthrough Experience is available on my website as well. And the Ego Game of Opposites, which is a program designed to stop self-sabotage and heal your mind and expose all the ways that ego has embedded fear into your life. So if you're meant to stay connected with me, you'll know in your heart, and I invite you to continue to connect. On Facebook, you can find us at Heart Yes Movement, and you can find the new podcast on Facebook at the group, The Healing Experiment. I want to thank you. I want you to just pause for a moment and just sink into your heart space and just feel the gratitude. Gratitude for your presence on this path, this healing path, your willingness to heal, your commitment to open your mind, to change your mind, to expand your heart, to extend love, but also to receive love. I just want to honor you in this moment for being on this path with me. I'm really grateful. And perhaps our journey will continue. Only the divine knows. Your heart knows. I thank you. I honor you. It's been such a beautiful ride to share this journey with you through Life by Divine. And if our paths are meant to continue to cross, I will trust that. In the meantime, sending you so much love and extraordinary blessings.
You've been listening to Life by Divine with your host, Sue DeMay. Shift your consciousness from head to heart and enliven your soul As you discover how to lead with your heart and live your own life by divine, join Sue in the growing global heart-led living community at heartledliving.com. That is heart, L-E-D, living.com.